Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Listener, in this episode, I will be laser focusing on both Kobe and Gigi Bryant. There's a lot of information that surrounds this specific disaster. And yes, I am well aware that there were 9 fatalities, that these people all lived their own distinct lives. But, to be frank, the information present would be redundant. There are only so many things that can happen to the human body from a helicopter crash. So, with this episode of Disaster, I want to focus on the flight itself, the crash, and the immediate, devastating aftermath. Please note, I will not be covering the police taking pictures of the bodies and subsequent court case. I feel that this gets into the true crime territory, and I want to focus on the specific, catastrophic disaster. With that all laid on the table, let's get on with it. On Sunday, January 26, 2020, at approximately 9:06 a.m., 9 passengers and crew departed from John Wayne Airport. Among the passengers were 41-year-old Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter. The helicopter was manufactured in 1991 in a 12-passenger seat configuration and equipped with 2 Pratt & Whitney turbine engines. This helicopter used a 4-blade, fully articulated main rotor system, 4-blade anti-torque system, and retractable landing gear. After the sale to Island Express in 2015, the helicopter was converted to an 8-passenger seat configuration, with 2 pilot stations up front and 8 passengers in the rear, separated by a bulkhead with sliding acrylic windows. The weather conditions were less than ideal. The helicopter would need to fly through a dense fog. An investigative report would later conclude that the pilot, Ara Zobayan, would not usually fly under these conditions, but he felt pressure to perform, given the major celebrity on board. It's hard to blame the guy.
LA County Fire, 83.
Yes, I'm just reporting a hillside fire just east of Los Virginas Road and A.E. Wright Middle School.
Do you have 2 cross streets?
I
Or I could look up the school.
It would be south of Agoura Road on Lost Virginis Road.
You said it's near the middle school, though?
Directly east of the... yeah, it's directly east of the Lost Virginis Water District and A.E. Wright Middle
School. Okay, I understand. You gave me multiple locations, so let me ask you a question. Back to the middle school. Is it near the middle school, though, or no?
It's going to be within about a half a mile.
Okay, let me get that. I have the address of the school.
A.E. Wright Middle School.
Okay, and I show the cross streets of the middle school as like Meadow Creek or Country Creek. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And
exactly.
That's in Calabasas.
I just couldn't think of it.
That's okay. So, and just to confirm, you said it's about a mile or a half a mile from that location?
Half a mile east.
Okay.
Up in the hills.
Do you see smoke or flames?
There's no structures. There's no structures.
Do you see smoke or flames?
Flame and smoke. Obviously.
Okay, just to confirm, you said it's a half a mile east of A.E. Wright Middle School. I have their address as 4029 Las Virginis Road, and that's in Calabasas.
Yes.
All right, so we're on our way out now.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The pilot, age 50, had worked for Island Express for about 10 years. According to FAA records, the pilot held an FAA commercial certificate with ratings for helicopter and instrument helicopter, as well as an FAA instructor certificate for flight, instrument, and ground instruction. His most recent FAA second-class medical certificate was issued on July 3, 2019, with a limitation stating, must have glasses for near vision. At the time of his last medical application, he reported 8,200 total hours of flight experience.
Fire command and control subject.
Hi, it's a plane down. Never mind. A person said he sees smoke and flames in that area of Calabasas.
Yeah, we're going to bounce it up.
Thank you. Bye.
At 9:45 a.m., the pilot contacted Southern California Terminal Radar Approach Control and advised that he was climbing above cloud layers and requested advisory services. The responding controller asked the pilot to identify the flight. The SCT controller then asked the pilot his intentions, to which he replied he was climbing 4,000 feet. There were no further transmissions. Radar data indicates the aircraft was climbing along the course aligned with Highway 101, just east of the Las Virginas exit. Between Las Virginas and Lost Hill Road, the aircraft reached 2,300 feet and began a left turn. 8 seconds later, the aircraft began descending, and the left turn continued. The descent rate increased to over 4,000 feet per minute. Ground speed reached 160 knots.
LA County Fire 90.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello, this is the fire department. How can I help you?
The fire department's on the line. Let them know where the fire is.
So, Las Virginis, where the new apartment and condo construction is, straight up the hill like you're going up to the Oaks.
Okay, do you have
the,
Okay, do you have the nearest address or cross street for that?
I have no idea. I'm walking on the trail. I could hear the plane, I think it was, in the clouds. We couldn't see it, and then we just heard a boom and a dead sound, and then I could see the flame.
Okay, so do you have the closest cross street at all or anywhere I could send units to?
I don't. Just go Las Virginis. You will see it up on the hill. There's flames.
Is this near Agoura Road?
Past Agoura Road.
Sure. Okay, Sheriff, do you have any location at all for it? Or where are you sending your units to?
We're getting other calls right now.
Las Virginis and Lost Hills is where you're going?
It's on Lost Virginis between 101 Freeway and 80 Wright.
Between what?
Lost Virginis at Lost Hills.
Okay, that's where we'll go then. And what was on fire, sir?
Lost Virginis and the hill.
Okay.
But whatever crashed into the hill is also on fire.
Was it an airplane or something?
I think it was an airplane.
Do you know if it was a large airplane or a small airplane?
A small plane.
Okay. So just to confirm, Las Virgenes Road, Lost Hills Road, and Agora, is that correct?
Lost Hills doesn't cross Las Virgenes, so go Las Virgenes.
Okay.
Going towards the beach.
Okay.
Past Agora Road, before you get to AE Wright Middle School, it's straight up in the hill. It's behind the new construction that's going on. Hello?
Hold on 1 second. Okay, so we're on our way out there. We'll be there very shortly. If anything changes or gets worse, call us back.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, bye.
Michael Dyer was riding his bike on a local mountain bike trail, where he heard the helicopter. He stated that the area was surrounded by mist. He was riding when he began to hear the sound of a helicopter. The sound kept getting louder, and then he saw it. A blue and white helicopter emerged from the clouds like something out of a dream. The helicopter was moving fast and falling. Then, unbelievably, Michael saw the helicopter roll in a sudden jerk. He could now see the belly of the helicopter. It spun for a few more seconds and then crashed into the terrain about 50 feet below his position. It was 12:45 p.m. The 911 calls started flooding in.
L.A. County Fire Department.
County CHP, I have a transfer for you. Sir, you don't mind? Go ahead.
I'm here, yeah. Helicopter crashed into a mountain. We heard it, and now I'm looking at the flames at Malibu Canyon and Agora Road. I'm
okay.
At Erewhon Supermarket. We can see it.
Do you know how far is it from the location where you are?
A quarter mile.
Okay.
Half a mile.
Is it a small plane?
Yeah. It was a helicopter.
Oh, a helicopter?
Yeah.
And you saw the helicopter go into the hills?
Yeah, and we're looking at the flames right now on the hill.
Okay. Malibu Canyon Road and Agora Road, you said?
That's where I'm at right now. Where would you...
Off of Malibu Canyon, Las Virgenes.
Las Virgenes?
To the left side.
To the left of Las Virgenes, you're going towards the ocean.
Yeah.
So it's off Malibu Canyon and Las Virgenes?
Is that Las Virgenes or Malibu Canyon? Las Virgenes.
Las Virgenes and Malibu Canyon,
yeah.
Road, you said?
No, Las Virgenes and I would say Mulholland.
Okay, you keep changing it. So Las Virgenes and Mulholland is where you see.
Yeah.
Yes?
Las Virgenes, Cross Street would be Mulholland.
Okay, and the city is?
Not that far out there.
What city are you in?
Agora Hills.
Because that's the Malibu area.
Yeah, it is the Malibu area.
Okay, so Las Virgenes and Mulholland and Malibu is where you see the plane go down?
Yeah, where I'm standing is the Erewhon Supermarket off of Agora Road. And that's where I can see it, but that's not where it's at, obviously. I mean, I'm hearing sirens just now, so.
Okay, we have help on the way.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
One for eight.
Listener. You know, researching these disasters like this can take a lot of focus. And I'll be honest, when I sit down to write, I can rely on a lot of coffee and even energy drinks. That's where Magic Mind comes in. A few weeks ago, they reached out to me and sent me a box full of these little bottles of juices. They're called mental performance shots. I'll admit, I was a little skeptical at first, but after 2 weeks of taking them, I have to say, I'm impressed. I've cut down from 3 or 4 cups of coffee to 1 with the help of these little shots, which means I'm running to the bathroom less and focusing on my work. And to be honest with you, I love this stuff. I've recommended it to both friends and family. Seriously, I have found it that effective. And speaking of focus, Mental Performance Shot is a good name for them, because after I take one, my head has cleared much quicker than with coffee. There's none of that morning fog to contend with. They have a limited offer you can use now that gets you up to 48% off your first subscription or 20% off one-time purchases with code DISASTERPOD20 at checkout. You can claim it at www.magicmind.com/disasterpod. The main wreckage was about 127 feet from the impact crater, and the damage was massive. The entire fuselage cabin and both engines were subjected to a post-crash fire. The cockpit was highly fragmented, The instrument panel was destroyed, and most instruments were displaced from their panel mounts. Flight controls were fragmented and fire damaged. The engines were found lying inverted near the appendage in the burned area. The accessory gearboxes and parts of the inlet cases of both engines were thermally destroyed. There were body parts, spread limbs, pieces of flesh hanging from trees, bushes that were mixed with various helicopter parts, and blood was everywhere. 10 feet from the helicopter's fuselage was Kobe Bryant's remains.
LA County Fire Department.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, Miss Sir. Go ahead.
I'm at 4235 Las Virgenes Road.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard a helicopter go over me approximately from Lost Hills Road on a south to easterly sweep. It went over my head. It's thick in clouds. And then I heard a pop, and it immediately stopped.
Would you say, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I can't see it. It was heading on an easterly track, probably right over the Las Virgenes Water District.
Let's see, I'm trying to get...
And the highest peak to the east is, I would believe, on the west side of Calabasas Park or Stokes Canyon.
Okay.
And it's in that part of the top of the mountain is obstructing clouds.
Gotcha. Let me see, because it looks like... Is there a gun club over there?
The gun club was torn out many, many, many years ago.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, when they put the car dealerships in, they took that
drop
and skied out.
Yeah, because it looks like there's a lot. I'm just trying to get an idea. So you say calling from Las Virgenes. You say like northeast. You're thinking in that general area.
It came right over me. So.
And then
draw a line from the Las Virgenes Water District back in that canyon toward the peak to the east. It would be on the west rim of Calabasas Park, Stokes Canyon.
Stokes Canyon, okay, got it. Yeah, because it looks like...
I'm not seeing any smoke.
Let me see, because it looks like we actually got it, Las Virgenes, Mulholland. Is it in that direction?
It went down quicker than that.
Let me see, okay, let me...
I mean, if that's where they're, yeah. I've got three police headed that way now.
Yeah.
Past five.
No, I appreciate you knowing the area well. Okay, so let me...
Perfect. Yeah, I think I used to live up on Mulholland. I've been a resident here since 1963.
No, very helpful that you know the area. I appreciate
it. So I know the canyons.
Thank you very much for the info, sir. We are on the way. Thanks for knowing the area.
Yeah, I would call FAA and find out who's flying this...
Yeah,
a flight plan.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, I was just thinking to myself, if this guy doesn't have night vision, I mean, he's completely IFR.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been 5 years,
yeah.
He's flying, and he's got no visual.
Yeah, and I'm glad somebody heard it. No, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much. We're on the way. We'll be there in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
You too. Bye. One for you.
LA County Fire Department.
Yes, I was just clarifying where that plane went down.
Okay, go ahead.
It's right behind the Metropolitan Water District, Las Virgenes Metropolitan Water District.
Let me double check.
Right behind the building. The flames have gone out. I can just see smoke down. Just barely any flames.
Is it on Las Virgenes and Mulholland?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, yes. We do have volume.
It's not Mulholland. It's too far south.
Okay, so what's a better location so I can tell my units?
Las Virgenes Water District. I'm not quite there to the street yet. They're driving by. They keep driving by.
Yeah, we need
Las
to
Virgenes.
Know where it is.
Las Virgenes Water District. If you can look up that address, Las Virgenes Water District Corporate Building, they just keep driving by, the sheriffs and the...
Did you originally call them Mulholland, Las Virgenes?
Yes.
That's where you gave it to us.
Mulholland. No, not Mulholland. I never mentioned Mulholland.
Okay, we have multiple callers, so...
Right. I called A.E. Wright School. It was my best location at the time.
Okay, so you said behind the water district?
Yes, behind the corporate water district building, about a quarter of a mile up in the hills.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Okay, I can see the flames still, and they're just driving by.
Okay, if you have a better location, call us back, okay? Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Bye.
His hands were amputated, one arm completely severed. He had multiple lacerations of the face, neck, and scalp. Kobe's head and face had multiple fractures. His brain matter was eviscerated. There were traumatic injuries of the neck, left shoulder, and lower abdomen. Multiple fractures of the ribs, spine, and hips. Both of his feet were severed and had to be recovered. 30% of his body surface area was burned, but no soot was found in his lungs, meaning he didn't suffer long. Only 5'5" of a 6-foot frame remained. At autopsy, Bryant's head and face was described as flattened but intact. Only his left eye was described as intact. During the external examination of Kobe Bryant at autopsy, the medical examiner observed, "The body is identified by toe tags and is that of an unembalmed black male. The entirety of the body measures 65 inches, which obviously does not reflect the original height of the body. The total weight of the body is 178 pounds. There is a partial tattoo noted in the right upper arm, which is disrupted by the traumatic amputation, and reveals what appears to be a segment of butterfly, which is part of a crown and radiating dark lines extending from the crown. Examination of the right forearm shows multiple tattoos, which include the name Bianca. Below that is the name Maria Honor. Below that is the word Natalia. And below that word, Diamante. Below that is a diamond. A mustache is noted on the upper lip. The left eye is brown and hemorrhaging. Lower teeth are present amongst the fractured mandible. The penis is identified and is circumcised, but shows traumatic degloving. The medical examiner's opinion is that the cause of death of Kobe Bryant was due to blunt trauma. These injuries are rapidly, if not instantly, fatal. Thermal burns present on the head, chest, and extremities are post-mortem and did not contribute to death. The manner of death is deemed an accident. 13-year-old Gigi Bryant also died of blunt trauma. There was fracturing of the skull and separation of the skull from the spinal column upon impact. This caused loss of brain matter. It is believed that her spine went through her skull. A complete severing of the left arm and fracturing of multiple ribs and vertebrae. Tearing of the brain stem and soft tissue, hemorrhaging on the head and neck. Traumatic separation of the right foot and left lower leg from the body. And a rupture of organs in the abdominal cavity. The helicopter crash was later considered to be the fault of the pilot, though it was an error and not intentional. As mentioned before, he felt pressure to perform. He had an A-list clientele and didn't want to blow the opportunity. Because of this, he and his passengers paid the ultimate price. In the fog, he became disoriented and lost control of the helicopter. Subsequently, 9 people lost their lives. It goes without saying, but the world stopped when Kobe Bryant died. He was one of those figures that meant a lot to a lot of people. And yes, he had controversies, but this isn't the time to bring those up. The media coverage was near endless. I've purposely stayed away from that type of coverage in this episode. Listener, I want to give you the coverage that you may not hear elsewhere. The nitty-gritty. Still, I hope that I remained objective and respectful. I want to end this episode with the words of Vanessa Bryant, the widow of the late Kobe Bryant, and the mother of the late Gigi Bryant.
God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together. Babe, you take care of our Gigi. And I got Nani, Bibi, and Coco. We're still the best team. We love and miss you, Boo Boo and Gigi. May you both rest in peace and have fun in heaven until we meet again one day. We love you both and miss you forever and always. Mommy.
Anderson County, Boone County, Boone County, Boone County, at 9:45 p.m.
Listener, don't forget to go to magicmind.com/disasterpod and use code DISASTERPOD20 to get 48% off your first subscription or 28% off one-time purchases with code DISASTERPOD20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in-app only.